is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Tenants facing big issues in Sicily. We might have been having an espresso overlooking the working port of Catania with its tall grain towers and massive cruise ships crowding smaller fishing and pleasure boats as many walked along the edge of the port to breathe in the sea air. But we were talking trouble when we started discussing the issues faced by tenants all over Sicily, especially in Catania. Lara Seja and I were talking to the head of the Tenants Union of Sicily, Gussi Milazzo, and one of the founding organizers of a community and tenant organization in the Mammoth Librino housing project on the edge of the city. The Tenants Union has been around for a while and still claims almost 8,000 members, paying 30 euros per year, with almost 3,000 of them in both Catania and Palermo. Of the 300,000 or so population in the city of Catania, about 100,000 are tenants, with 99,000 of that number in public housing, and the rest in private. Membership has been difficult in the public housing sector for the tenants union as the units have aged and the public authorities have either disinvested in public housing or engaged in schemes that shunt off the responsibility for maintenance and upkeep. A public-private split has exacerbated the issues with many high-rises mixed between public units and formerly public units that were allowed to be purchased by the tenants. Unfortunately, in such a mixed development, the responsibilities for paying for modernization of the units has devolved into a bad stalemate, with public bankruptcies and the inability of lower-income tenants to shoulder the debt necessary for unit rehabs. As we know globally, that pretty much means a ticking time bomb until the public complexes are virtually uninhabitable. Whether in Librino or the union's regular meeting with the regional administrator who's taken over the public housing in Sicily for the last dozen years because of the financial catastrophe, our friends describe frustration as demands and hopes that collapsed in Librino or only yielded 5% success rate in the union's case, all of which mean an increasing crisis and less capacity to meet it effectively as the organizing programs were thwarted. We talked about exclusionary zoning and the creation of other schemes for affordable housing, but the story was not much better. Italy offers various incentives, but nothing is mandatory. Inclusionary zoning is also soft. Regardless, it was clear there might be many causes and grounds for collaboration around work in Sicily, and the tenants union was welcoming. They have a long history and carry the scars of many battles, so they will be a good guide for future work. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.